and the three ending in 015.000, 014.000, and 037.000, located at 5050 Fall Creek Road, Branson. The existing properties are zoned R1 Single Family Residential District. The rezoning request is for C2 General Commercial District. So looking at our screen, this is where Fall Creek comes out on State Highway 165. I've got the three parcels highlighted. Here's our zoning layer. The dark green is C2, the yellow is R1, and then, of course, the shaded is the City of Branson.
So this property, both sides of this property are connected with C2 zoning?
Yes. And the applicant actually owns this C2 parcel. It has some storage units on it. And going back, the question that the Planning Commission had, yes, these are public undeveloped platted roads. That's why you see the gap here. And here's just a pictometry view, and I can go to Beacon to look at it.
Isn't that like a motel or a resort? What's that building right there?
It's changed hands. I think it's just reopened up. We can ask the applicant. I think he's mentioned, but I don't want to speak because I don't know for sure. And it's in the cities.
Right. Sure. And where's the greenhouse stuff? Is that there or is that further up?
It's right in here. Yeah.
So even the city limit stuff is essentially commercial.
Mm-hmm. And I believe our applicant's here.
Yep. At this time, I would invite the applicant up on this. If you would. Have you had a chance to sign in, sign up?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Come on up and please state your name and your address, please.
Good morning. My name is Jason Brock. I'm the owner of Our Family Home Services. My address is 365 Entry Road in Richdale, Missouri.
Do you have questions for Mr. Brock?
The purpose, you wanted to rezone it for the reasons.
Yeah, so we would like to rezone that property. We do own the storage units that are surrounding it, and we've spoken with Mr. Sterrett, and I've spoken with John Suti about the sewer requirements that we would have. We'd like to do a food truck court area where we would put in between 4 and 5 food trucks. That's our purpose for the rezoning. Water we provided. We have public water there from Water District 3 or Missouri American Water. We have on-site sewer, and that's what I spoke with John Suti about that, and he had said that that would meet the requirements for us to be able to meet that for that purpose.
I have no other questions.
As I asked Scott, what is that building now right there within city limits next to us? You know the purpose of it now?
Sir?
What is that now?
That used to be a Fall Creek Bed and Breakfast, as far as I understand.
Right, is it still?
It's sold recently, and it looks like they're remodeling the heck out of it.
But it's still a commercial, is my
That's
question.
What I understand, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I believe there's going to be some form of multifamily housing there.
Okay.
I'm not sure to the degree.
Okay. Scott, what are our... Do we have anything as far as planned zoning dealing specific to food trucks?
Mm-mm. No, we sure don't. It'd be the wastewater if they were going to connect to water.
Also, I was wondering, do they connect, or what do they do, and how do they do it? And then just as far as business licenses, make sure they collect sales tax, all those things. I'm not a fan of them against brick and mortars just because of the expense that brick and mortars have to put in to be able to compete with those type. But, I mean, as long as everything's done, that's something we may need to look at in the future.
Okay.
May I ask you to the sewer requirement that John and I spoke about? So what he explained to me is that there's not bathrooms inside of these food trucks. They have to have a health department type sink where they wash, sanitize, and rinse type of deal. So the only wastewater that's going to be created is going to be hand washing and some minor dishes. So what he and I spoke about doing was actually having the grade is a little bit different to where the septic tank is located. So we're going to put in a pump tank that's going to send all of the hand washing water to that area and then pump it into the existing. very comfortable with that.
What about grease traps?
He did mention that, and they have a grease trap system that goes on before the water goes into the pump tank. Yes, sir.
So maybe that's something that would be put on by the owner of the land, or is that something that's put in?
It's my understanding
in between the food truck and the...
It's my understanding the food truck will take care of that. Yes, sir.
And that goes back to my questions to Scott.
Yeah.
Do we have those requirements to where the food trucks have to have grease traps before it goes into any sort of septic or public sewer?
No.
So that's again, that's just stuff we need to plan for the future. Because so. Again, brick and mortars, guess what they have to do? Spend a lot of money on grease traps.
Yes, sir.
I don't have any other questions.
Okay.
Scott, on the C2, can you go over what that would, if it's approved to that, it would allow beyond this if it was, if they didn't want to, they decide against the food truck?
Not without looking at my zoning regulations.
Is it a bunch?
Mm-hmm. Your general commercial is going to have
I normally have that printed and I didn't print it out. But it would
we
allow
we can find it here real quick. We're just about to get to it. Mm-hmm. There's C1.
They wouldn't be totally committed to the food trucks. They could do several other
so,
things.
So of course residential is pretty much conditional use. There is some civic and institutional that you can do, daycare, cemeteries, animal shelter, safety services. But then when you get into your commercial, you know, agricultural sales, pub, indoor archery range, bed and breakfast is a conditional use, sales office, convenience store, food sales is allowed. But just looking at your list with all the P's, and then a little bit more commercial, service station, trailer sales, vehicle repairs, no industrial without conditional use, and then just a few agricultural.
Yeah. So if it's zoned to that, they have options for several things.
Correct. Get too little for you? It's pretty little.
Any further questions?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
This time.
Is there anybody here that has anything like a remonstrance?
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't know if there was anybody here in opposition. It's, I don't see if anyone, no.
Do you guys have any other questions?
I do not.
No.
Move to approve order number 27-2023-01. Changing the zoning from, is it R1?
Mm-hmm.
R1 to C2?
Yes.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Ready for the next case?
Yes.
Okay.
This time we will take it.
This will be order 02-27-2023-02. On February 13th, 2023, the Planning Commission recommended approval to the County Commission to approve the rezoning request contingent on the replat of Lot 1 of the Triple G Ranch Phase 3 subdivision of the amended part of one parcel, which will be an estimated 2 acres. The parent, which is the 8-acre parcel, number is 05-5.0-22-000-000-019.012, and it is Lot 1 in the Triple G Ranch Phase 3 subdivision, located at 400 Gar Road, Walnut Shade. The rezone request is for a future approximately 2-acre parcel to be formed from the 8-acre parcel with an amended plat of the Lot 1 Triple G Ranch. The proposed property, Lot 1, is located, is zoned A1 Agricultural District. The rezoning request for only the future amended lot of approximately 2 acres is to the O for Office District. So zooming in, this is zoomed out quite a ways. This is where 176 meets 160. Of course, to the left side of this screen is 65 Highway. So I've got the parcel highlighted. Again, this is the parent 8-acre, approximately 8-acre parcel. So again, back to this 8-acre parcel, they are planning to amend, if approved, this to approximately this size. It'll have to be 2 acres or more to include this barn structure, which is what they want for the O for office. Our zoning layer, of course, it's all A1 out in that location. And there's just convert the metal building to offices to be used by the family members, of course, once it's zoned O. And I'll let the applicant come up and explain. She's here.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Jeanette Moore. I'm one of the owners of the Triple G Ranch, 376 Gar Road, Walnut Shade.
Thank you.
And what we'd like to do is just, there's 800 acres owned by the family. There's 13 of us that own it altogether. And the majority of us are business owners or work from home. And we just need office spaces. And so we decided to remodel that barn. And the lending institution that we want to go with requires that it be zoned office.
Okay. I was trying to figure out.
We don't have to do this, but they want it office spaces. So.
Understood.
So cool. If we approve it, then you'll give it, you'll do a plat, give its own parcel number then?
Yes, the 2 acres.
Okay.
And then with that, I'm assuming John Suti is looked into as far as with the 2-acre parcel, as far as sewer and stuff that would be required there.
Yeah, they'll okay. have to meet with him on the office space.
Okay.
And you can't do, they wouldn't let you do conditional use either, would they?
Because then it could, it couldn't be sold as it's got to be on. Okay, that makes sense. I was trying to figure out why you guys are wanting to even go through the process to do that. Okay, it makes sense now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have any questions?
I don't have any questions.
Sounds like a good thing.
Yep. Do you have any questions? Is there any further discussion? Is there any opposition? Hearing none, we'll move forward.
Move to approve order number 2-27-2023-02, changing the zoning from A1 to O Office District.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
It's 9:32. We'll be in recess. We're scheduled for upstairs with Road and Bridge Roundtable.